This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk, and I'm here in studio with Charlie Deist. He is a volunteer for the San Francisco Saline Science Center. Charlie, tell us a little bit about what fascinates you about saline and science and why you volunteer.
Well, first it was the sailing. The science was the area that I felt like I had the most room for improvement. I'm a media guy myself. I've been producing radio and podcasts for several years. So when I met Jim, I saw two opportunities. One was to use some of my skills in that department, but also to bolster some of my own knowledge and resources around the science of this activity that I've come to really love as my primary hobby and also an avocation.
Jim, you're referring to is James Hancock, who's the founder of the San Francisco Saline Science Center. Tell me a little bit about your own sailing experience. I know you have a couple of boats. You're out there on the water a lot. You teach, you sail, you just really enjoy the water. What is it about the nature and the physics of nature that really fascinates you the most when you're in the sailor role?
Well, I was a beginner not too long ago. About 10 years ago, in my early 20s, I started sailing. And as most beginners to the sport of sailing, I had my fair share of missteps and was humbled by San Francisco Bay more than a few times. But eventually, with practice and just taking every opportunity that I could to get out on my own boats, on other people's boats, I started to get my bearings. And you get this sort of intuitive sense of how the waves and the wind interact. But having a scientific understanding of it, I think, just kind of takes it to the next level. The day that I first met Jim and learned about the Sailing Science Center, I had sailed over from Berkeley on my Columbia 24 to the St. Francis Yacht Club, which hosts their Wednesday yachting luncheons. I think that was a typical summer day in San Francisco, so winds blowing 20 knots or so. Fortunately, I think that it was flooding at the time. When the westerly winds clash with the ebb tide, it can lead to a pretty nasty surf there. But it was a good day for sailing, and it turned out to be a good day for my own kind of personal development.
Well, and for those who know anything about the moon and tides, we have a flood and an ebb twice a day. Floods coming through the Golden Gate right there in St. Francis Yacht Club.
It's kind of a funny balance because the flood, on the one hand, it creates better conditions when combined with the westerly winds. Although if you're trying to get from Berkeley heading east toward against the flood, basically, it slows you down. So there's all these trade-offs. And learning to sort of sync up with the tides and currents, I think, has also been almost a spiritual thing for me. It's a way to connect to nature on a level that most people just aren't used to thinking about.
I really appreciate you coming and sharing your story with us, and hope to have you back, Charlie. Thank you so much. This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's Tuesday at 9:40. That means it's time to check in with Karen Lyle, who always co-hosts this segment with me from SalesportTalk.com. And we also have her in studio with a special guest. But first, Karen, good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rick, and really glad to be here.
Yes, and we're really glad to have you, as well as our guest, Corey Quillen. He is president of the Cal Poly Sailing Club. And Corey, I assume that you also go to Cal Poly?
That is correct, yes.
Now, do you live in Mustang Village, an apartment, a frat?
I do not, no. I do live off campus, not in Mustang Village, but no fraternity or anything. Just spend all my time doing homework and sailing.
How many times have you gone to the library and to Mother's and the Bull and all that?
A little bit more senior year, but... The library was my best friend finals week, I'll say that.
So tell us a little bit about the Cal Poly Sailing Club. You are a club and you're under a conference. Just give us a little information for our listeners who are sports fans who have not known exactly how this works in the sailing world.
Yeah. So, as you said, we are a club sport team. We operate under the National Sailing Program, which is known as ICSA. And then within that, we are in the Pacific Coast Conference here on the West Coast. And it's been a pretty fun experience. We've our student-run club that has a little bit of overlook from the school, but essentially is built from the ground up by ourselves. We compete across the state against national teams, D1, you know, NCAA varsity teams such as Stanford, Hawaii, all those top teams. And we're currently ranked a fifth on the West Coast. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
And you guys are legit, not like those cheaters at Stanford.
Yeah.
So how did you get your start? Something, what were the beer can races?
Yeah, so that was how I first got into the sport. My dad has been sailing since he was my age in the Bay. I actually had a fear of water up until I was probably 12 or something. Mm-hmm. And then once I was over that, I was like, well, you know, you're always going sailing. I want to tag along, see how this goes. And I think the first time I sailed underneath the Golden Gate, I was kind of hooked. I did the beer can races, which like you said, which are just the casual ones, out of the Golden Gate Yacht Club Friday nights, just to get some experience. And I haven't looked back.
Well, I saw you at the Los Angeles Yacht Club for the Harbor Cup. That was right before the pandemic. And that's an awesome race. Tell us about that experience. What was that like for your team?
That was incredible, yeah. We got to sail in a 10-boat fleet of Catalina 37s, which are used, you know, by even professional sailors for World Match Racing Tour and all that. It was a great opportunity. The LA Yacht Club was more than welcoming, having us. They provided food, lunches, and all that. And we just got to go sail in one of the best venues on, you know, a legitimate race boat. So that was an incredible experience, definitely a highlight of college, being able to go out with my friends, sail a boat, fall asleep on the boat, wake up, do it again for 3 days. Not much more you can ask for, so... yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, that's really cool. Tell us about your progression from being, you know, someone who maybe your dad would say, sit here and don't touch anything, to actually taking the helm.
That is exactly right. I like to say that when I first started off, I was just kind of going for boat rides, observing as I went. I think coming to Cal Poly or attending Cal Poly was when I was really able to, enhance my knowledge of sailing. I didn't come in with a whole lot of experience on small boats, and so I pretty much was self-determined in saying, you know, I want to become the best sailor I can be. I think a lot of it came down to YouTube videos and just studying on my own, going to practice as much as I could, sometimes 4 times a week, and I just was self-determined, wanted to reach that varsity level like I saw the other sailors on the team were. I think a lot of YouTube, if I'm being honest. YouTube mm-hmm. helped a lot.
So the Morro Bay Yacht Club, I've had a beer in that club. it's a great place and a beautiful venue down there in Morro Bay, is the one that has all the boats, the 13 boats in your fleet. They're FJs, right?
Correct, yes.
So tell us a little bit about the relationship between the Cal Sailing Club and Morro Bay and how they support the team.
Yeah, definitely. Morro Bay Yacht Club has been incredibly supportive. So we essentially run our program using their boats. We fall under their youth program, especially in the Morro Bay Youth Sailing Foundation. So, like I said, we are allowed to use their facilities as junior members. We are able to have the autonomy of a club sport team. But the Youth Sailing Foundation down there is incredibly supportive. They help with all of our problems with boats. They help with damages. They're helping with financials. They're helping us with travel. They're more than supportive of seeing our team succeed and do well. So they're there in any way we need, whether that's using boats, going out with members on keelboat regattas, just being there to make sure we can be the best team we can.
Rick Tittle and Karen Lyle, Karen with SailSportTalk.com. We're in studio with Corey Quillen, president of the Cal Poly Sailing Club. A couple more questions for Corey. So when it comes to taking on other schools, as you mentioned, is there sort of a camaraderie or is it a real rivalry? Like, do you not like board the ship and take over and sink it or whatever? But what's it like when you get the competitive juices flowing?
I think the Pacific Coast Conference is super unique in that the camaraderie is most definitely there. I know some other individuals that were on this podcast just because I've met them through racing against them. When you see the same faces, you know, again and again across 4 years, you get to know them pretty well. You get to become pretty close friends. So, you know, we are a competitive team that wants to do well. So naturally, there will be some teams that you're kind of, you know, you're eyeing from afar, like, oh, that's so and so. But I love the camaraderie that we have on the West Coast. So I definitely think that's a very tight knit group, despite being such a large conference.
Well, let me just follow up. Who do you want to beat the most?
Stanford's the big name to beat. Stanford's top dog. UC Santa Barbara is right behind them, if not better. So those are the two boats. You know, you're on the water, like, you know, you're seeing how they're doing. What decisions are they making?
Right.
Yeah.
So what support do you need to be able to accomplish some of your goals? I think you don't have a coach yet. So is that something that would help to have a?
Yeah, I think that would be the next step to help us out. We are the highest ranked club team on the West Coast at the moment. UC Santa Barbara also is, but they have a full-time coach, Brad, who's an incredible person. So I think that would be naturally the next step to bump us over the edge, so to speak. I think we've come very far, given that we are a self-taught team. You know, a lot of people come in with sailing knowledge, but I think that, yeah, would be the next step in allowing us to succeed even farther.
And then when you're a club sport like that, you know, does it, how much do you lean upon people to lend you their boats, so to speak, and give you the equipment and give you all that stuff? Or is it, do you need like one rich person to sort of bankroll you?
We have the funding to, or I guess we do use the boats, I guess, like I was saying, for Morro Bay, but we do pay a fee so that, it's lending in the sense that we're using their boats, but we're also paying for the opportunity to do that.
Right.
But yes, they are super influential in allowing us to do that.
You want to sail in the Transpac race, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of
a goal.
Your goal. What inspired you to want to do that race to Hawaii?
I think it's just always been one of those pinnacle races you hear about, and as someone who is experienced with keelboats and racing in the bay, I guess coming 7 to 8 years now or so, it seems like a next logical step, a big hurdle to get over. And, you know, who doesn't want to go to Hawaii? So it sounds like a fun opportunity. I figured it better to do it now while I have the time. But I think it would be a good challenge, you know, both mentally, physically, and all that, test my sailing knowledge. It sounds like a good time. Definitely a bucket lister for me.
Did you have any moment of great peril or maybe a boneheaded rookie move that you did you can tell us about?
Ooh,
what you're willing to confess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever go on the drink?
On the drink?
Did you ever go in the water?
Oh, yeah. Well, so in small dinghies, like we sail at school, those things flip all the time. If you stand on one side, they're not stable enough to hold you. Like, they'll flip no problem. So there's one time, this one was probably my most embarrassing. We flipped in Morro Bay. And if you've ever been to Morro Bay, as you have, Karen, it's a very skinny bay. So a lot of current, up to like 2.5 knots sometimes or more. And I just could not swim against the current one time. I got pushed away from my boat, and I ended up having to hold on to a mooring ball.
Jeez.
And just wave down coast or the harbor patrol, you know, come pick me up, please. So I think that was the most embarrassing. I try not to, you know, mention too much.
Well, and now you're competing in fifth in the conference and president of the Cal Poly Sailing Club, which is fantastic progress for that. You just started in high school, right?
Yeah. I just started in high school as sailing in general, and sailing dinghies I've only done since being in college, which is, you know, an entirely different aspect of sailing, just putting aside their tactics, but also just the mechanics of how you tack the boat and everything. So I am new to it, but I think I've really engrossed myself enough that I would say I've gotten to a pretty skilled level, I guess I could say, you know.
So if anybody's listening that, like, wants to join or help you, do you guys have a website or a presence online?
We do, yeah. If you look up Cal Poly, if you just Google Cal Poly Sailing Team, we have a website with all the information you need as far as joining. Anyone's allowed to join, just regardless of experience. We can help enhance your skills if you already have some sailing experience, or if you're brand new to it and want to learn how it works, everyone's welcome.
Well, great. Certainly my dad went to Cal Poly, and I would say that, you know, anyone out there listening should, you know, give a donation, something to help out the Cal Poly team get their coach. We want to see that happen so you can have even more support to help you take number one, right?
I appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully one day. That's the plan.
Corey Quillen has been our guest, president of the Cal Poly Sailing Club. Corey, thanks for coming in, and Karen, great to see you again.
Good to see you, Rick.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.